over which, in weather-worn yellow lettering, the name of Sea Cave Naturalist and Dealer in Antiquities was inscribed. The contents of its window were curiously variegated. They comprised some elephant tusks and an imperfect set of chessmen, beads and weapons, a box of eyes, two skulls of tigers and one human, several moth-eaten stuffed monkeys, one holding a lamp, an old-fashioned cabinet, a fly-blown ostrich egg or so, some fishing tackle, and an extraordinarily dirty, empty glass fish tank. There was also, at the moment the story begins, a mass of crystal worked into the shape of an egg and brilliantly polished. And at that, two people who stood outside the window were looking. One of them a tall, thin clergyman, the other a black-bearded young man of dusky complexion and unobtrusive costume. The dusky young man spoke with eager gesticulation and seemed anxious for his companion to purchase the article. While they were there, Mr. Cave came into his shop, his beard still wagging with the bread and butter of his tea. When he saw these men and the object of their regard, his countenance fell. He glanced guiltily over his shoulder and softly shut the door. He was a little old man, with pale face and peculiar watery blue eyes. His hair was a dirty gray, and he wore a shabby blue frock coat, an ancient silk hat, and carpet slippers very much down at heel. He remained watching the two men as they talked. The clergyman went deep into his trouser pocket, examined a handful of money, and showed his teeth in an agreeable smile. Mr. Cave seemed still more depressed when they came into the shop. The clergyman, without any ceremony, asked the price of the crystal egg. Mr. Cave glanced nervously towards the door leading into the parlor and said, £5. The clergyman protested that the price was high, to his companion as well as to Mr. Cave. It was, indeed, very much more than Mr. Cave had intended to ask when he had stocked the article, and an attempt at bargaining ensued. Mr. Cave stepped to the shop door and held it open.
£5 is my price, he said, as though he wished to save himself the trouble of unprofitable discussion.
As he did so, the upper portion of a woman's face appeared above the blind in the glass upper panel of the door leading into the parlor, and stared curiously at the two customers.
£5 is my price, said Mr. Cave with a quiver in his voice.
The swarthy young man had so far remained a spectator, watching Cave keenly. Now he spoke.
Give him £5, he said.
The clergyman glanced at him to see if he were in earnest, and when he looked at Mr. Cave again, he saw that the latter's face was white.
It's a lot of money, said the clergyman,
and diving into his pocket, began counting his resources. He had little more than 30 shillings, and he appealed to his companion, with whom he seemed to be on terms of considerable intimacy. This gave Mr. Cave an opportunity of collecting his thoughts, and he began to explain, in an agitated manner, that the crystal was not, as a matter of fact, entirely free for sale. His two customers were naturally surprised at this, and inquired why he had not thought of that before he began to bargain. Mr. Cave became confused, but he stuck to his story, that the crystal was not in the market that afternoon, that a probable purchaser of it had already appeared. The two, treating this as an attempt to raise the price still further, made as if they would leave the shop. But at this point, the parlor door opened, and the owner of the dark fringe and the little eyes appeared. She was a coarse-featured, corpulent woman, younger and very much larger than Mr. Cave. She walked heavily, and her face was flushed.
"That crystal is for sale," she said, "and £5 is a good enough price for it. I can't think what you're about, Cave, not to take the gentleman's offer."
Mr. Cave, greatly perturbed by the eruption, looked angrily at her over the rims of his spectacles, and without excessive assurance asserted his right to manage his business in his own way. An altercation began. The two customers watched the scene with interest and some amusement, occasionally assisting Mrs. Cave with suggestions. Mr. Cave, hard driven, persisted in a confused...